to end our show now, we're going to bring you an update on a story we brought you last summer. The producer of that show was Latino USA's Fernanda Chavarri. And Fernanda, you asked me to come in and sit down with you in our studio because there was an update about a man named Martin Martinez. So what's going on?
So before I give you the update, I'm going to give you a little refresher on his story. So last June, I met Martin Martinez. He's undocumented, born in Mexico, but had lived in the U.S. for over 30 years. And when I met him, he was about to go inside the immigration building here in New York to do one of these ICE check-ins. And the check-ins are this sort of gray area where immigration officials know that you're here without permission, but they are not going to deport you, and they ask you to come into the office and do these check-ins every once in a while. A lot of people do these. And Martin had been doing these for years. It was usually no big deal, but on this particular day, they asked him to come in with a one-way plane ticket to Mexico. And what was this morning like for you? Did you sleep okay?
No, of course not. I was thinking all night, you know, and worry, you know, about what is going to happen today.
So this was a ticket for his own deportation. But his family and his lawyer were pretty sure that they were going to be able to continue to fight his case and keep Martin in the U.S.
The ticket that they bought actually had a stopover before they landed in Mexico. And I said, we won't accept this ticket. You have to have a direct flight.
And not just that, they said, you're not following orders, so now we're going to detain you. So Martin ends up being detained for about a week. His daughter was doing everything she could here. She works for the local government in New York. There was this big sort of campaign to get him out. Martin gets out, but not long after that, he ends up getting a letter that says, no, you will be deported, and you're leaving July 1st. So he leaves. He has no job, no money, nothing. And he ends up in this little pueblito. He hadn't been there in 30 years. And he has to ask his brother to take him in.
For the first month, my dad was extremely depressed. Every day that he was crying.
That's his daughter, Maria Martinez, and she gave me a call this weekend and wanted to kind of tell me what had been going on.
Every single time I spoke to him, he said, hija, you know, haz todo lo posible para que me lleves de regreso con ustedes.
So he was saying, just keep on doing everything that you possibly can to try to get me back home.
Not having been in Mexico for 30 years, it was really hard for him to try to even find the job.
So I had so many payments, like we were still paying the attorney and everything just, oh my God, everything, like the world turned upside down on us. It was just really hard.
The one thing that they had is they could talk to each other on the phone via video chat, or they could, she said that her dad would always get on Facebook Messenger and talk to all the tías and tíos, because you know all the tías have Facebook, so that's how he kind of...
Facebook.
So that was his way of kind of keeping in touch with Maria, and Maria was super close to her dad, so she would always talk to him on the phone. But here's where it gets tough.
He had an enlarged heart, like it was getting bigger, I guess, because he was struggling to pump blood throughout the body. And he was also diabetic, which really complicated everything as well.
He used to see his cardiologist here in New York periodically. He got his daily medication. And when he was deported, it all kind of stopped. He gets the most sort of basic form of health insurance in Mexico that only allows him to go to certain clinics. And at this point, his wife decides to move to Mexico. So she decides she's not going to even try to fight her case here in the U.S. She also was undocumented, so she moves back to be with her partner of 30 years, because that's her life.
Everything was going fine, I thought. You know, I was trying to make changes in my life. I got rid of my car because I wanted to save more money, and I was slowly making progress.
Until everything changed one day in January. Martin had a stroke, and he was hospitalized in Mexico, and he stayed in the hospital for weeks. Because the stroke made some severe damage to his brain. So he stayed in the hospital, and thankfully Maria was able to get time off work. She was able to buy a plane ticket and go spend a little bit of time with her dad, but she can't stay there for very long because she has to come back and make money, because who's going to pay for those medical bills? And then after a few weeks, Martin is released from the hospital, and he was able to go home. So his wife took care of him, and things seemed to be getting a little bit better for him.
And we saw progress. He was finally moving. He was smiling. He was laughing. And then all of a sudden, like a few weeks later, we saw his health just go completely from better to worse.
Oh, I'm beginning to get really sad. What happened?
This time he was having a really hard time breathing and he was put in the ICU. So both Maria and her brother, who were here in New York, were told, you should probably come down here. And the doctors gave them a choice to keep Martin in the ICU or take him home to be with his wife and family. So the family decided to take him home.
It was really hard to see him that way because he was just in bed. He couldn't talk. And my dad was always a person to laugh, make jokes. And to see him like that just broke my heart. That whole day, on Monday, I was playing music for him. And his favorite singer was Vicente Fernandez. That Tuesday, I was just singing to him. It's kind of, we had a moment where we both kind of forgot the situation we were in. And we were just enjoying every minute of it. And a song that Vicente Fernandez called Ingrato Amor, I started playing that song. And Fernanda, I kid you not, he tried to sing with me, and that's how I know that he was fighting for his life. He didn't want to go.
But eventually, it was time to say goodbye. And the four of them were together, and Maria says that she leaned in really close to her dad and said, "You can go now, Dad. You can be in peace and just know that we're going to be okay." And then she watched him take his last breath. And Martin died. He died in a little pueblito in Mexico. A little over 6 months after he was deported.
Wow.
And while, he died of a health complication. He didn't die because he was deported. But his daughter believes that if he was still in New York, he'd still be alive.
No doubt in my mind.
Why? What specific things do you think about?
He was happy. It's one thing, too, that he's already physically ill, but that deportation broke his spirit.
What about Maria's mom, who's undocumented, who left everything to go be with her husband?
She's now there by herself. She can't come back.
And now she can't come back.
No.
And Martin's children are American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the long-term impact on them and on their kids, who are also American citizens, who will hear the story of their grandfather, who was deported and then died. Thank you, Fernanda, for this really sad but eye-opening reporting. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Maria.
Este amor apasionado anda todo alborotado.